Hi, hi. Today we're going to talk about the mastery of you. So this whole mentoring section is going to be about understanding where you are and how much has happened in who you are, how your energy has progressed within you being inside Transcension Gate, and what that Transcension Mastery is all about for you. So we will start with looking at what mastery is in itself. So mastery is pretty much, in simple terms, an implementation of everything that you have learned. Because we tend to do this thing when we say, well, I know this. Well, I read this before. I got this. And then nothing changes. The reason it doesn't change is because the knowledge has not been implemented, has not been made something that actually makes sense in your life. So if we want to be masterful within our lives, we actually have to show up with that knowledge as a practical component of our life. So when it's not made practical, you end up with a lot of conceptual understanding, but not necessarily an actual change. So the change occurs because knowledge is implemented and applied. You know how I always say that whatever it is that you do, it has to be applicable. If you're asking the universe to give you this most amazing information about something like your life purpose or how you're supposed to help or some solution to the situation, if it's not applied, if it's not directly applicable, universe is not going to give you that data. So part of our mastery, like I get this all the time, like how do I get masterful? Well, mastery pretty much is implementation of what you know. And mind you, yes, there's a lot of confusion about knowledge, so clarifying that and figuring out what's actually going on and being able to understand the bigger picture is important. Understanding yourself is even more important than understanding the bigger picture, because you are the micro-universe, essentially, within the bigger hologram of the reality, and all of that exists within the quantum field. So if we are to pull out of the quantum field possibilities for us, pull out something that makes sense to our life, that actually changes our life here, we need to land these higher frequencies into something that is down here in 3D. So a lot of you tune into this beautiful unconditional love vibration of the fifth dimension. Some of you tune into the sixth dimensional clarity. Some of you tune into even higher dimensional energies of oneness and connectedness. And all of that is so amazing. But unless it's landed in 3D, it's not mastery. It's just understanding, knowing, and awareness, which is great, and it's much better than, I think, at this current moment, the human race is experiencing in its totality. So it's better to have knowledge than not, but how it's applied, or if it's applied, is an essential component of you actually living your life in this incredible feeling of inner abundance. All right, so that's the part about implementation, which means anytime you hear this voice that says, well, that's not new, I already know that, that's ego that's actually saying, give me entertainment, give me something new that I have not heard of. And then that ego keeps going after some sort of a new thing, like, oh, another information. It's looking for entertainment. It's not actually allowing you, the host, to take in the knowledge that you're getting and bring it much further deeper. Because unless it goes all the way through and actually changes you, information is not literally component of this transcension, of the transformative ascension, okay? So application is the number one key. So the second portion is about conscious control. And there's so much said in New Age community about how we're supposed to let go of the control and just be in the flow and just trust everything will work out and just float, essentially. That is not how it works. And this is why New Age community is exactly where it is, with a lot of good intentions, but not that much influence, and definitely a lot of poverty. So in order for us to create wealth And I don't just mean material, but wealth in every way, as in health abundance, as in connections abundance, friendships abundance, feeling like you're connected to the universe, that kind of abundance, emotional abundance instead of all the inner judgments and scarcities, and financial as well. We need to actually be in the conscious control. Conscious controls means aligned action. In the higher frequencies, everything is one and it's awesome. In the lower frequencies, down here in the third dimension, action is required. So if there's no action, nothing happens. Now, action can look different. Your action might look like doing something that's very obviously a physical action, but it could be action on other levels within you that then connects to physical action. Like, for example, choosing to be more harmonious might translate into eating differently, or taking your body for a walk or some sort of an exercise, or challenging yourself to show up somewhere that otherwise might be maybe scary for you. So any kind of a translation of this bigger something into applicable thing we just talked about into action with a conscious control. Now, conscious control means acting from the higher self. When you're acting from the lower self, that's where we end up essentially reacting, thinking that we're deciding. So that's something to really pay attention to, that if you want to be a master of yourself, then any action, which means emotional action, as in self-expression emotionally, or mental action, as in which thoughts you allow yourself to have, or physical action, as in what you actually do, must be from the higher self only. This does not mean that you have to be perfect. This does not mean that the lower self disappears. This does not mean that somehow this lower self reality of your issues and fears and whatever suddenly just goes away. No, it's still there, and it gets better because you're more masterful at how you're handling it. So eventually, it does not get to be the priority in your life, not the main motivation. That's what changes with your mastery. So becoming more masterful means any action, as in feeling, thought, or physical action within your field, must come from the higher self only, and it's your job internally to parent the lower self. So lower self is this lovely kid that just got a little screwed up because of the pain and trauma that happened to him or her, and it's our job to love them, to support them, but not to let them do whatever they want, because as soon as we let them be the cause for our action, we are not in the conscious control of ourselves. Hence, we're not in mastery. And the third component is the co-creation with the universe. That's about being of service. And we talked about a couple of years ago now that being of service means you cannot be a mess. That is a very important part, because all of us who have this big heart connection with life, with nature, with planet, with people, and we really want to serve, you know, serve the animal kingdom, serve the nature kingdom, serve the human kingdom. And if we are a mess in the process, as in we have all sorts of internal reactions and we're taking sides and all that, instead of actually being harmonious, we cannot serve. We're just adding to the problem by connecting further to it, right? Whatever you focus on, you merge with. Whatever you merge with, you become. Whatever you become, you're contributing to. So if we are being in all this suffering about, oh, this earth is hurting, so now I'm hurting, or oh, the people are so messed up, I'm so angry about it and I'm judging them. Whatever this personal story is going on in the background, we're becoming that story. So if you're in a position where you're either commiserating or you're co-judging or you're co-taking sides, all those things are not adding to the solution. They are adding to the problem. And since everything in the energetics of how the universe works is based on that law of resonance, whatever you're resonating with, you amplify. That is why it's such an important component of mastery, is to actually be in control of yourself, implement what you know, and stay, I don't want to say neutral because that sounds sort of semi-dead, but stay passionate and alive. You can definitely have opinions, but without going down in frequency when somebody else is wrong. Nobody is wrong. Nothing is ever wrong. Quantum field has all the possibilities and plenty of them we don't like. So the possibilities that we don't like, they're there for somebody's learning, even probably our own, hence our not liking of them. So you can choose to say, I choose not to participate in this game from this angle, or you can choose to say, this is not my, you know, cup of tea, so I'm going to go over there. And meanwhile, I wish all the best to these people or to this group of people, or wow, they really are asleep and that's why they're behaving this way. My heart goes out to this scenario, but to both, the victim and the victimizer. They both are asleep. They both have problems. So whatever that is, we have to make sure that we actually internally align within ourselves to the energy that is of the higher caliber. The energy that actually maintains who we are at a much higher frequency, our soul self, and then bring that into our human self, hence the mastery. Okay, so that's how mastery actually works. So not being a mess is an essential component of mastery. And that means being clear, being empowered, being true to yourself, having that inner ma'at alignment, being connected to oneness, you know, and at the same time, being a clear, individualized self, somebody that is actually masterful and strong in who they are as an individual, you know, be your own hero, essentially, within your own story, but without having to rescue anybody, including the planet. We contribute more to the planet by staying in love and harmony to support what planet is doing than by hurting about that planet is being damaged by some people. So it's really important that you track where your energy is within what you are doing internally and externally. That's the mastery. That's the true mastery. So having to do that internal work is a natural component of walking along the ascension stairway. That's how we move along to the next step. When you're able to be accepting of where you are, so that self-acceptance, self-love, to whatever stage you're at, like, oh, I notice I have this judgment, and at the same time I have this compassion, and I care so much. Okay, put this all sort of in front of you, like, I got it, this is what I'm experiencing, but I am the witness to it. You don't have to be participant to all the parts. You can view them, you can be aware of them, and then utilize them from the standpoint of your higher self. You know, like, what does my higher self see in this? What is the lesson here? How can I transmute this? How can I contribute? What would be my specific way of delivering service here? Is it to speak up, or is it to actually not speak up? Is it to make some effort in adding my energy in a disruptive way, or adding my energy in a constructive way, or not adding my energy at all? There is no wrong way, but just some ways are more in alignment, so they are aligned action, which means they in syntropy, so they create abundance, while other actions are in entropy and they don't create abundance, they only create more scarcity. That does not make them wrong, it just makes them unconscious and imbalanced. So our job as a beings who are on a path to mastery, walking through ascension stairway, is to hold the highest note we're capable of. All of you here, your highest note, you know, at least compassion. Many of you are further, but at least that. So being able to hold that, that's already a huge service to humanity. All the rest of it must be on the inside as your personal processing. So within the group, of course, this is the place for you to talk about it, but really watch as your personal mastery develops. Am I being masterful with my lower emotion? Am I being masterful with my conceptual understanding of reality? Or am I dividing and saying this is right and this is wrong? This is how it should be and this is somehow bad. As soon as we do that, we pretty much just contribute to the problem. So that's what I would love you to pay attention to this month, is how your energy is interacting with reality. Are you being a witness to it and looking from the higher self, so you're being masterful in conscious control, or you're letting the lower self take the microphone and essentially run the show? That is up to you. And sometimes lower self is loud, but there is a still big difference in lower self having a tantrum and us being super compassionate to ourselves to give that inner child some space to actually heal versus us saying, oh, you poor thing, let me let you do whatever you want. Because its solution will be incorrect. Guaranteed. Its solution will be from the lowest possible frequency because it already is in scarcity. It already is in defense, right? It's a survival thing. That's why we have lower self in the first place. It's a survival mechanism. Okay, so to summarize everything I just said, mastery is about implementation, not just conceptualizing. Mastery is about conscious control and being in your higher self at all times, even if you're listening and viewing and witnessing your lower self. And mastery is about being of service by holding the highest possible note that you are capable of in every given situation, no matter what is going on the inside of you. That is actually like our responsibility to deal with this internal stuff so that the external expression of who we are is contributing at the highest level. That's true service by being in empowered self-mastery, which is what we're doing here in Transcension Gate. Transcension is transformational ascension. So it's not ascension by the means of some guru touched you on the head and suddenly your frequency shifted a little bit, giving you a point of reference. That's nice, but that's not something that's going to stay. Or ascension by the some sort of a circumstance that takes the person into a different frequency container, like walking into a vortex and just having your mind blown about like, wow, okay, I just see everything. Or a drug, you know, having a perception that changed because the neurochemical responses are different. But all of those things are temporary and small. They're not actually full ascension. They're more like glimpses of ascension. Transformational ascension or transcension, that's actually when you are fully becoming the next level of you, fully becoming the soul self. So in the four quadrants that we go through as the love and sovereignty and authority and mastery, in the center of that is empty space. That empty space is not actually empty, it's filled with potential. It's the quantum field possibility that you are there to step into. So by circling through again and again those four components, you know, self-love as in loving and accepting and worthiness of who you are, and sovereignty as knowing your boundary and being clear on sort of where you stand within your parameters of self and being in a vertical tube, and the authority as in being in your higher self and choosing from there and being the momentum creating force in your life, right? Being a leader of yourself. And then mastery as an implementation of it all and actually serving through that empowered state. All of that together brings you to that next level through the state of witness by being able to observe yourself. So part of you is the experiencer, but another part is the one who's witnessing the experience so that you can go to the next step. That's transformational ascension or transcension, which is the sort of means of how mastery occurs.